was on January 6th, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone had planned to spend his night shift working undercover in narcotics. But when chaos erupted at the Capitol that day, he rushed there to help defend it and wound up in hand-to-hand combat with Trump supporters. Fanone would be dragged into the crowd, beaten and tased. And as a result, he suffered both a concussion and a heart attack. He has since become one of the faces of the toll that the Capitol insurrection on January 6th took on law enforcement, and he recently recounted his personal experience before a House Select Committee.
What makes the struggle harder and more painful is to know so many of my fellow citizens, including so many of the people I put my life at risk to defend, are downplaying or outright denying what happened. I feel like I went to hell and back to protect them and the people in this room. But too many are now telling me that hell doesn't exist, or that hell actually wasn't that bad. The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful.
Michael Fanone also the subject now of a brand new cover story in Time magazine titled What Mike Fanone Can't Forget. The writer of that piece, Molly Ball, joined WTOP's Dimitri Sotis on Skype earlier to discuss how Fanone views his position now.
He is still struggling with a lot of what he experienced. He remains on medical leave from the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. His physical injuries have healed. He has been cleared physically, but he has not been cleared for behavioral health. He's suffering from PTSD. And you know, he's experienced not just a great trauma, but something that changed his life forever, something that really destabilized him, in part because of the way that things unfolded after January 6th. You know, it's been 7 months now, almost exactly today, 7 months since that day. So the reason I wanted to write this story is because it's really a story not about what happened that day, but about what happened afterward and about how traumatizing it has been for Officer Fanone and others to see the events of that day distorted and whitewashed and buried by so many political actors.
What do you think it is about him that makes him a particularly compelling character? I mean, we should not set aside the trauma that he suffered on that day, and some would say it's a miracle that he survived, but when he's interacting with these powerful lawmakers, very well-educated people, he doesn't play it off like he knows as much as they do. He's kind of offering an everyman image and just someone who was there to do his job and put his life on the line that day, and he doesn't appreciate being so disrespected.
That's right. I mean, this guy's the real deal, right? He's an Irish-Italian redneck cop, and he's not going to let people get away with it if they're going to try and tell him that what happened to him didn't really happen. First of all, he suffered the most severe non-lethal injuries of any member of law enforcement who was there that day. He went there voluntarily, as you mentioned at the top of the show, that this was not his job. It wasn't for any of the MPD officers, actually. They were called in to assist the Capitol Police, and many of them did, not all of them. There were about 3,000 MPD officers on duty that day, and about 850 of them chose to go to the Capitol. So this is a man who threw himself into danger to protect American democracy, and he didn't have to do that, and he did nearly get killed. And now he has taken it upon himself, this new mission. And what I argue in the piece is that what really makes him a hero is not that he was nearly killed defending American democracy, but that he refuses to let it go. He has made it his mission to make sure that we as a nation do not forget what happened on January 6th, do not take it less seriously than it needs to be taken, and that, you know, not only that the investigation that Congress is doing gets to the bottom of exactly what happened and who was responsible, but also that we as a nation face what it is, the sickness in our society and our politics that led to that event happening in the first place. And so, you know, I was with him at the White House when he finally received an audience with the president and the Congressional Gold Medal when President Biden signed the bill. And he just refuses to let this go because he thinks it matters.
That's Molly Ball. She's Time's national political correspondent. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.